This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start to summer and getting outside and painting stuff. Matt Hefter, how are you?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Well? CertaPro.com is the website. CertaPro Painter has been around for how long?
Oh, boy. I think nationally, 35, 6, 7, okay. 8 years, locally here, over 20.
Over 20 years, yeah. You've been doing this. Yeah. All right. That must mean you're doing something right.
Do you
right.
see all the gray?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I think we're all looking pretty gray in this room right now. Okay. So again, we like to start off. What do you guys all do?
We paint everything from inside of the house, wall, ceiling, trim, cabinets, staining, pretty much anything, accent walls, faux finishes, outside, exteriors, all surfaces, aluminum, steel, occasionally vinyl. You got to be careful with that. Don't paint white vinyl black. Bad idea. It'll warp. Right. Hardy plank, LP smart siding, anything exterior. We do caulking. Dave, you asked me, do you just come out and pressure wash if you need? Yes. We've done people's pool decks, sidewalks, pool decks, their house. We obviously do it with low pressure tips and things like that because we're looking to rinse versus, damage. Apply more pressure or damage.
You don't want to damage.
Exactly. Yeah. I always say whenever we buy pressure washers every season, we take the red tip and we throw it in the garbage.
Yeah. You don't want to be putting holes, lines.
Drilling holes.
Lines on people's.
Yeah, we don't want to drill holes.
You can write your name on your sidewalk.
Yeah,
most that.
In the concrete.
Yeah. With a good cleaner, most surfaces can be cleaned with the black tip, which is going to be a wider angled, safer for even rinsing down cars. With concrete and things like that, we can go a little bit more aggressive with a green or a yellow tip. So
sure.
And they color them for a good reason. Red means no, stop. Think about what you're about.
Why even include that?
What would that be used for?
Really? Drilling a hole through concrete?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I have never found a good reason for a zero tip, 0 degree tip. I mean, you're blasting all the PSI in one.
Stream, like.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't want to run that accidentally across your foot either.
Yeah. No, probably take your toes off. Yeah. And then you can't paint the toenails, right?
Anytime you're pressure washing, I've seen people out pressure washing with no shoes on. I'm like, what are you doing? I don't care what setting
sandals.
You have it on. Yeah.
Put a
shoe on your foot before you do that.
Yeah.
So you guys, CertaPro Painters is kind of not explaining what services you guys all provide, because you do a lot of stuff around that painting.
Yeah, it's essentially painting. I mean, that's our core business, right? We do a lot of painting, but it's ancillary services to serve our customers. We don't want to come out to a home and paint their house for $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 or whatever it is, and then they're like, oh, can you pressure wash my sidewalk or my deck? And no, you have to call a whole nother company for that. We're already here. We already have the pressure washer here. It's not that big of a deal for us to just do some of those additional services, including carpentry, rotted wood, some tuck pointing. If you have a painted brick home, you want to make sure it's tuck pointed and always water gets in. Same thing with stucco repairs, plaster repairs. We try to make it easy to where you just call CertaPro and we come out and take care of the whole job.
Woodpecker holes?
That is a common thing here in Wisconsin.
Right? No, really?
We moved out to a house probably 5 years ago in the woods, and David, you came out and did the inspection for that.
Beautiful.
And previous to that, I hated woodpeckers. Now I watch them in the trees and watch what they do. They destroy my trees, but I watch what they do, and they're cool little birds.
Yeah.
I mean, they're little nifty little birds, but on cedar homes, they create holes and peck holes and stuff like that. So we can replace those boards. Usually what they're doing is they're looking, it's usually moist wood. The board has to be replaced.
Yeah.
They're looking for bugs. So.
All right. He's with us all this hour, Matt Hefter from CertaPro. You can find them at CertaPro.com. Get your calls and texts in on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Thank you for listening to The Fix-It Show.
advice you can use. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. A
little bit cooler than our normal average high of this time of year, but it's going to be a good weekend. Partly cloudy, 63 today, and getting warmer as we go through to Monday on Memorial Day. Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Matt Hefter from Serta Pro on with us this hour. You can find them at Serta with a C, SertaPro.com, if you want to check out all the things that they do. We do have a text here at 855-616-1620. Serta Pro stained our deck last year and did a great job. Please advise the best way to clean bird droppings off the deck without damaging the stained decking.
So I would probably just take some Dawn dish soap in a sponge, have it soapy, sopping wet, full of water,
right out of the bucket.
Right out of the bucket. Just set it on the bird droppings for 5 minutes or so. Warm water will help. And don't use the backside of the brush with the Scotch-Brite. Mm-hmm. Do not do that.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to scrape.
And you don't want to scrape. You just want to just, it'll come up. You just got to be patient and just, you know, wash it. If there is a ton of it, you know, just, I would say, keep the surface wet. And again, that Dawn dish soap, just use a sponge. Do not use anything abrasive.
Right. Okay. And not a power washer.
No.
At that point.
No. If it's a semi-transparent stained deck, you're going to leave marks, and now it's time to restain again. And if it's a solid, you could potentially pull the coating. Yeah. So, you know, if you were really good, you could probably rinse it down with the black tip far away. But I don't think it's necessary. I would just say grab a warm Dawn dish soaked sponge and just set it on top of it and let it soak in.
Once that dissolves, just fill the bucket with clean water and just splash it on there to rinse it off.
Rinse it off. Call it a day.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we are in the 60s during the day. We're still getting down to upper 30s, lower 40s at night. Still okay to paint? Leave stuff outside?
We're painting almost all the products out there nowadays. The products we use are all low temp paints. So, you know, your surface will take longer to dry if it's really cold out. But, you know, it doesn't drop below the surface temperature of freezing, you're fine. We usually stay above that. But, yeah, we're in full swing. Our biggest thing is the rain has been, you know, it's a little bit more rainy. So we're just looking for dry surfaces and things like that right now.
Okay. But you can still go interior if somebody needs something inside?
Interior, exterior.
Every day of the year.
It's that time of the year.
Yeah. I mean, we're painting inside, outside. We have all our crews mobilized. We're doing a lot of work right now.
Doing garage floors.
Yep. Garage floors are a lot of people from TMJ. I don't know what it is. We heard you on the radio, your garage floor, but
that's excellent.
You might be in your garage right now. If you are, look down at your floor. If you don't like it, give us a call. Schedule your estimate at certapro.com. We'll come out and do your garage floor for you.
Correct. There's epoxy, there's polyurea, and then polyaspartic.
Polyaspartic.
Are these three different types?
They are. So your epoxies are, it's more of a harder, brittle coating. It's more economical to purchase from a material standpoint, but it's also a two-day process, so your garage is tied up for several days. But, you know, there's good epoxies out there that work just fine. We use epoxies in industrial environments when we want to build a lot of mill thickness for heavy wear. And then, you know, obviously there is polyaspartic. Polyaspartic is just it's a UV-stable product, so you can apply polyaspartic.
Outside.
Polyurea is not a UV-stable product. You have to actually full broadcast chip over the top of it. Otherwise, you might see some yellowing that'll come through because polyurea is not UV-stable, but polyaspartic is. So,
is it possible then that if I've seen, hopefully it's not yours, but you've seen a garage floor where the floor in the garage looks fine, but at the overhead door openings, it turns a little yellow?
If it's a chip system, like if we use a polyurea, we're going to tend to hand pack those aprons to make sure that there's no
full coverage.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Make sure that there's nothing coming through, or we can do a double broadcast. But most systems nowadays, as long as you grind the concrete, and you get a good mechanical bond, a polyaspartic floor system, which is UV stable, is more than adequate. We will switch to a polyurea in certain circumstances where we need to get both a almost a chemical bond along with a mechanical bond.
Hmm. We are going to take a break. When we come back, excuse me, when we come back, more text coming in here at 855-616-1620. Matt Hefter from CertaPro on with us this hour. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and David, it's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Partly cloudy, a high of 63 today. It's 50 and sunny in Milwaukee. Matt Hefter from CertaPro on with us, CertaPro Painters. You can find them at CertaPro.com. We do have a text here. This is an interesting one. A room with high humidity, such as an enclosed pool, mm-hmm. is there a type of paint that you would prefer that protects the finishes from the humidity?
Yeah, I mean, at a basic level, you can use like a kitchen and bath paint with a high sheen degree. It's going to have antimicrobial properties, which are going to stop from mildew or mold growing on the surface. That's at a basic level. You can apply more industrial type coatings. That if this was a commercial property mm-hmm. question, you know, we'd probably go more industrial and potentially even an epoxy and or something like that that is going to absolutely repel the constant splashing in the water that these walls would get. But for a typical home that has an enclosed or an indoor pool, I would say good quality kitchen and bath paint, Sherwin-Williams Duration. I'd probably go to a semi-gloss finish, so any humidity would just bead and repel off. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely go semi-gloss as a minimum finish.
On a much smaller scale, so we have a utility sink in our laundry room where we wash our dogs, and when mm-hmm. we do, it splashes on the wall. Currently flat paint. I should probably put some type of sheen paint on that wall.
I would go...
What happens if I don't and it's getting wet?
Put a backsplash.
A little product. Tile?
I've seen people put
even the vinyl, yeah.
Yeah, that, or I've even seen people put like plexiglass on the wall.
Oh,
yeah. Simple. It's
or just cheaper, paint with a minimum satin finish. Yeah. If you don't want to see any water beading, meaning stains or anything ever, then just paint that one section of the wall the same color and it just looks like a backsplash. Yeah, right. Oh. You just do a little square with tape
with a little sheen on it
and do a semi gloss finish and you will never have a problem with staining.
So that it's not going to, will it deteriorate the drywall eventually, or is it just going to be streaky and messy looking if I don't?
Define eventually.
How often do you wash your dog?
And define eventually.
Once every couple months, maybe.
Oh, boy. No. You're fine.
No, we're fine. Hey,
if it were a bathtub surround, right. Oh, yeah. Then, you know, you can't. I have seen that where it's just drywall painted and everything. Okay, that's not going
to
last.
Right. All right. We have another question here. It says, what to use on composite deck boards to clean some green algae, Dawn or something stronger?
I would use Dawn. I mean, you can use other products like Simple Green. You want something that's, you don't want anything petroleum based and you don't want anything too aggressive, but you'd be surprised how effective Dawn dish soap is. Right. I mean, it just works.
We need to get a sponsorship from them for Dawn. How much we mentioned that. Yeah.
Their stock price just went up.
There's
one
something
penny.
Called Jomax as well.
Yeah. Jomax is good, but
it's made specifically for removing algae from siding and things, but.
Yeah. I've used that on my siding. It worked pretty darn good, actually.
You mix it with water. Yeah. You dilute it with water.
Yeah. I remember Tom was a huge Jomax fan back in the days. Yeah.
Jomax. Yeah. I just like the name of it. Sounds good.
Jomax.
Okay, so we have about a minute before we go to the news. Again, wrap up what you guys do, where you cover.
We cover everywhere where you can hear us. I mean, everywhere, right? And painting, interior, exterior painting is a primary business. Garage floor systems for people that want to have a nice coating on their floor. Anything related to coatings and paint, CertaPro does.
What I like about your company is you won't just cover up a rotted board. You won't, like I had mold growing in my bathroom. You guys took the drywall, took it out, cleaned it up, patched it up.
Are you sure it was mold?
Did that? Well, it could have been. Did you do a test? No, I didn't. David and
could have been mildew.
Yes, it was probably mildew, according to David. Anyway, you took care of all that. You put
an organic growth.
You put the knockdown or orange peel on there. Yep. You painted it. It looks beautiful at the end, and I didn't have to worry about any of it. Your guys just took care of it. Yep. They're out the door, and now I have a beautiful, full new bathroom, and we're good to go.
I feel like I should pay him a sponsor. You should. That's amazing. I'm glad we had the opportunity to paint your bathroom, though. That was cool.
Always good to have you out. So CERTA, CertaPro.com is a website. Check them out while we go over to Sean Brindon, the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Dayton.
Call with your problem. We'll try to solve it. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
You can find the Fix-It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning, Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters on 855-616-1620. Is a Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talking text line.
Yeah, we just got a text, and I had to check to make sure our microphone wasn't on because literally what we were talking about off air, somebody just texted in about.
It's funny.
So for Matt at CertaPro Painters, how do I tell my husband to not climb on ladders to paint? He fell many years ago painting a peak, and we hired CertaPro after that, but now moved into a ranch, and he thinks it's okay. Off the ground is off the ground no matter how high, and you're saying... stay off ladders.
We were just talking about that. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. So yes, if you love your husband, don't let them go out and buy paint and paint the house. It is one of the most economical things you can outsource out of your home. Have him do other things around the house. But when it comes to painting, we've heard these nightmare stories, unfortunately. It doesn't matter whether you're 2 feet off the ground or 20 feet off the ground. You can still be injured pretty bad climbing up ladders. And as we all get older and stuff, like keep your husband off the roof, keep him off ladders, just call CertaPro and have us come out and give you an estimate and paint it. And I've had so many projects this year, starting in around March or so, where customers are like, yeah, we're going to paint, you know, the inside, but there's, a cathedral ceiling or whatever, and my husband's not comfortable on the ladder, so they went out and bought the paint.
I got this.
Yeah, and it's just, if you care for your husband.
I would flip that the other way, too. Guys, if you love your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Because if you fall off that ladder and you're hurt, who's taking care of all that?
Yeah. Right.
Your wife.
You're not working.
So if you're not used to climbing up on a second-story ladder, I do it once in a while, and I hate it. And I climb ladders almost every day.
And I can honestly say that, anyone who says, painting is therapeutic, I guarantee you they're talking about one accent wall that they did in a room. Yeah, when you have to take on a project, I mean, we're not warriors anymore. You know, as we get older, it's just so hard. If you're 22 years old and you want to paint the entire inside of your house, at it. But, once you get up to, my age and you start approaching 50 or you're over 50 years old, it's just doing one room is exhausting.
Yeah.
So it's very important to just, get an estimate, see what the cost is, call CertaPro. You might be pleasantly surprised.
Well, like I said, you guys just did our bathroom. By the time I would have bought the paint, the drywall stuff that I need to fix the drywall, I don't even know how to do a knockdown. That would have been something I would have had to watch a YouTube video and probably screwed up and then would have called you anyway. And then all the drop cloth, everything I would have needed to do, my time. It was really beneficial for me to call you and just say, can you come fix this? Because it was done in 2 days. I didn't have to mess with it, and it looks beautiful. So I don't know. Again, I agree with you. Painting, it's not that much for what you're going to have, the hassle you're going to have if you try to do it yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, you can do some things, but
the
bigger jobs.
Yeah, the bigger jobs for sure.
Just give your husband a hug. birthday present, CertaPro gift certificate, Father's Day. Just let him relax and don't. It, like I said, one room.
So on that note, I mean, obviously you're CertaPro, but why would people choose you versus some other painter? What makes you guys different?
Well, our value proposition is that we're just reliable. You give us a call, we're there. We show up. We do the work. I've gotten quotes for all different types of services around the house because we're trying to do a couple upgrades, asphalt, which Dave knows we got a big driveway and it's like, we got to get that done. It's you just get different levels of service from different customers. So if you call CertaPro, your project's going to get done. It's going to get done right by trusted experts. If you ever have an issue, which we hope you never do, we'll come back. We'll take care of it right away. Those are the things that you get with a brand of certainty. You essentially get a good contractor, right?
So what's that look like? So I just had my bathroom painted a year from now, 5 years from now, 2 years from now. Where's the limit on that?
I would say, there's nothing going to be wrong. Bathrooms take more abuse than most rooms, but there's probably going to be nothing wrong with your paint finish for years. On the interior, we see our previous customers are calling us in every 2 years for a project.
Yeah.
Because
I've done that already.
Colors change and it's not the same room always, but we're always coming back and it could be for, doing some touch up or it could be painting a whole room or changing color. You buy new furniture into the living room, you change your color for your walls, right? So we're at our previous customers right around every 2.5 years, whether it's interior, exterior. Now, an exterior project, you paint your exterior house, you're probably good 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, depending on the surface. And then the only thing you got to pay attention is the horizontals. Mm-hmm. So like a deck surface, I always tell people every 2 years. If it's, you know, my deck, it's like every year and a half because I use Pennafin oil. So all I'm doing is oiling the deck. It mm-hmm. doesn't even have any, it's got some pigment, but it doesn't have much to stay behind. So it kind of burns off in the sun. But most decks are every couple of years, you're going to start to see some wear and tear that and there's nothing you can do about it. It's snow, ice, water, sure. sun.
People walking on it, dogs walking on it.
Yeah.
Do you do, I know you do fixes. Do you do things or do you see, like you mentioned, I think you mentioned porches. I see columns a lot of times where they're putting cedar on there and then the trim boards on the bottom are just flat on top. I was like, well, water and snow is going to sit there. Couldn't they have at least put a beveled edge on that? So that water can run off.
A good carpenter
yeah,
knows.
Yeah.
Like you said, beveling the edge would be ideal. Minimally, you can create a beveled edge with a good quality Vulcan caulk or something mm-hmm. that you can lay sure. a nice bead. But yeah, any horizontal surface, ice, snow, water, rain, it's just going to sit on it mm-hmm. and eventually deteriorate the paint system. So.
Right, which is why LP SmartSide and Hardy Plank in their instructions, any horizontal trim is supposed to have a piece of flashing on the top
yep.
of it.
Yeah.
So, but you know, you don't want to do that on every little piece of cedar
right.
or something on a column. It looks decorative, but beveling the edges definitely helps.
Yeah. Or you just, you know, sometimes customers will have us come out and, hey, can you paint these two bedrooms? And then also, hey, can you just look around the exterior of the house, mm-hmm. do a little touch? We're already there. It's yeah. going to cost $100 for a little labor and paint to just go around the house and touch up the horizontal surfaces so everything's protected. The most important thing is if it's wood, keep it coated, keep it protected, and then you don't have any rot.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, I want to talk about some of these products that we've been mentioning and what you're seeing out there in the marketplace. So think about that while we go. If you have questions for Matt, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Find them at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. It is a Fix-It show on WTMJ.
If you got a problem, you know we'll solve it. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy, 63. Today it's 50 and sunny in Milwaukee. Dayton Kanan and David Nason here with Matt Hefter from Certa Pro Painters. Going into the break, you guys mentioned Hardy, James Hardy. That's the fiber cement board. You mentioned LP SmartSide. The base level on those is a 15-year coating warranty or paint warranty. Are you seeing that last 15 years out in the marketplace?
When you say last, so like LP Smart Siding, as long as it's coated, it's not going to necessarily peel probably within 15 years. But I can tell you, I've got it on my house, and it hasn't been 15 years since it was installed based on the records, but it's fading. So, and I don't know that I want to look at the same color on my house for 20 years. The key thing is those products are non-wood. They are going to absorb less moisture, at least the newer versions of right. you know, James Hardy, but they're not going to absorb moisture, and that's the key. Paint doesn't fail just for any other reason. It doesn't peel for any other reason. It's because there's moisture in the surface or there's wear on the surface. So
or it's dirty or greasy.
Yeah, it could be that, yeah. and that'll hold moisture too,
yeah.
right?
True, yeah.
So you know, they do last longer, in my opinion, but you're probably not, you're still going to paint your house every 10 years or so. I mean, that's what we're seeing. Because, you know, if you're on the sun side, it's going to be faded, and you're going to look at that side. The other side looks better, and you're going to want to paint it.
So if you clean that surface and the paint finish, I shouldn't say paint, whatever the finish they call it, is that going to take paint better? You know, if it's in good shape, it'll take paint well, won't it?
Oh, I mean,
it's a good surface to paint.
Yeah, it's a good surface to paint. You know, the coatings that are applied, you know, we had talked off the air on Diamond Coat and these different coatings. These are paint systems that are used in the process that you can buy. You're not going to buy it under Diamond Coat, but you can buy these products going to your local Sherwin-Williams store and so forth. They're good quality paints. The key is that on the LP Smart Siding and the James Hardy, there's a slight sheen to it, right? There's a satin finish to it. And that is going to be the biggest thing. Like the interior we talked about, the exterior, you have a little bit of a sheen on it. It's going to give you more UV protection, and it's not going to chalk and fade so quickly. Whereas a flat paint system, 100%, is going to be more of a breathable coating, but it's not going to necessarily last to the UV rays much beyond that 10-year mark. And it depends on the color, too. I drive by a subdivision every single day, and there's a bunch of fully, their whole houses are black.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
100% black. And within 3 years, they're already faded, like significantly faded. If you paint your house black, you have to use a sheen. If you paint your house black and you use a sheen, just expect to be recoating it more often. Now, if you love your house and you love the fact of that look, I think it looks really cool, but just you're going to be on a more often
a maintenance schedule.
You're going to be on a regular cycle, at least on the sun sides. Yeah.
All right. We have a real quick question here. It says, CertaPro has been to my house over 10 times in the last few years. Great work every time. I have damage on my siding from snowblower and gravel, small chips every so often. Could you guys patch paint white vinyl siding? Thanks, Dennis.
Dennis,
had me till the end there.
Send us a picture. You've used us a lot. Yeah. Send us a picture or have us out to your house to take a look at it and see if there's something we can do. If there's white vinyl, you said, right?
That's what I said.
Vinyl siding. We can replace some panels if necessary. But, you know, have us out there. Let us take a look at it and see what we can do for you. Obviously, 10-time repeat customer, we're going to do everything we possibly do to help them.
Yeah, CertaPro.com is the website. Matt with us for one more segment. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It is a Fix-It show, and we thank you for listening to WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction every week. Don't you? Why are we playing this? We're going to throw our fists in the air at the end of the show and all walk out? A little breakfast club. That's always reminds me of that. All right. Matt Hefter on with us this hour. Thank you for being here as always. It's always a good show.
Good to see you.
Go ahead, ask the question that's on the text.
Somebody texted in. We've kind of been talking about this a little bit. Best type of paint for a bathroom shower ceiling?
I would use a kitchen and bathroom paint. You can go to your local Sherwin-Williams. Duration's a really good quality. It's got antimicrobial properties, you know, so you don't have growth necessarily. I would go with a minimum of satin finish in a bathroom. Mm-hmm. A minimum.
Something you can wash.
Yeah, minimum. And if you have an old plaster home and no ventilation in your bathroom and your walls are always sweating after every shower, go semi-gloss. You know, go something with a higher sheen. But if it's typical, it's in a little bit newer home, 70s, 80s, whatever, you got an exhaust fan that's working, then I would say a satin finish is fine.
Yeah. Before we moved in, they put all flat paint on our house everywhere. Everything was flat. And in our bathrooms, you could just see streaks running down the wall. And like, we need to get this painted.
Especially if you got kids. The kids are washing their hands and water's just flying in all directions, leaving stains.
We probably don't have enough time to, but yet you mentioned plaster. I mean, older houses that have plaster, they've been painted, but those walls are probably going to absorb more paint than a drywall. Would that be true or not?
No, I think it's quite the opposite.
Really?
Because there's so many coatings on the plaster. Sure, yeah. If we were doing new
raw plaster is like a sponge. Yeah,
yeah, but they've been coated so many times, whereas, you know, drywall gets a little thirsty. It doesn't matter how long it's been since your walls have been coated, for sure, but if there's a film thickness on there, usually you don't even have to prime unless it's a real dark color or something you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. So let's wrap this up. What should people be looking for in order to know they should call you?
You should go out to your house right now, walk around the exterior of your house. You should do that every single spring. Inspect, make sure your horizontal surfaces are coated, take care of everything. If you're not climbing a ladder, husband, then take care of the touch-ups. If you're climbing a ladder, just call CertaPro. You can schedule an estimate right now online. You can call our local office. They'll take the call. But you just go to CertaPro.com, schedule it for the time that works for you. We show up. We estimate it. We make it easy. Same thing on the inside of the house. If you're, you know, redoing a room or something like that, it's the lowest cost way to upgrade your home to make it feel like it's fresh and new. You just hire CertaPro, and we do a little bit of painting around the house.
It really is amazing how much difference a paint color can make in a room. It's crazy.
Now you go in the bathroom and it's like, it's just nice when you have that that done and you get that fresh painting done.
Especially when you go from like a matted kind of gray to a brighter finish on there. It's like, wow.
Yeah. We all we did this winter, we just did toning to our woodwork. So we didn't even, we just made it a little richer, a little darker, and just toned over the woodwork. So it was a little bit fresh because the house was built in 1980. So the woodwork was just a little tired. Didn't replace any woodwork, just toned it with a seal coat with a little bit of stain in there.
Touched up any nicks and things.
Putty anything. And you just sit back in the recliner and you're watching TV, you're looking around and it's like, ha, this looks so cool.
Yeah, my wife loves painting a room. She hasn't done it in a while, but she's like, because it's almost, not immediate, but it's like, oh, I got a brand new room, even though you didn't do anything. All you did was paint.
Yep.
Yeah. So call CertaPro.
Absolutely.
And sit back in your recliner.
Everything but toenails, is that right?
We paint everything but toenails.
Okay. Watch out, if you're sitting in that recliner and you wake up, you might have your toenails painted.
Well... You know, ancillary services.
Right.
If somebody calls you, when are you out there?
We can schedule estimates for any time next week. We work weekends. So, you know, we're very flexible nights. We understand people work. So we work when they're at work. We also work when they're not at work. So,
and then I sign the contract. And I suppose it depends on the size of the project and what you're doing. How long before you guys are out actually doing it?
Depending on that, we try to fit what the customer needs. So if it's a quick turn, they're trying to list the home or whatever it may be, we will prioritize those projects. So there's very rarely a circumstance where we can't meet the time frame. So just give us a call. Don't procrastinate, but give us a call and we'll meet your time frame. Just tell us when you need it done.
When I signed my contract, they asked when I needed it. And I said, I don't. We're not in a hurry. And I think you guys came out in like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, we're usually...
So it was pretty quick.
That's the one advantage with CertaPro. We have, you know, a lot of painters with, you know, smaller contractors. They do a great job, but sometimes they might be booked up 6, 8, 10 weeks. Where usually we can fit things in pretty quick.
All right. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you guys too.
Thank you for coming in.
Good to see you.
You doing anything spectacular, David, this weekend?
Some yard work stuff there, and then friends tomorrow, the Memorial Day ceremony in Oconomowoc, always great at the Bandshell. If you're in the area coming, it's always a great, and then they have a little parade. So very, very touching ceremony.
All right, we'll do this all over again next week, 7 to 9 a.m. It is the Fix-It Show. Coming up next, Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.